Listen carefully. I want to run a little experiment on you. For this experiment, I want you to drop deep into a state of trance today. And I want you to keep a very open mind.
I want you
wide
to
open.
Very specifically.
I'm sure you remember that if I should say the word
every time
deep,
you hear me say the
you
word
fall
deep.
Quickly into
I
trance.
Want you to immediately
it just happens
let
automatically.
Go and drop.
Ready to begin?
Deep into
okay.
Trance.
Good.
You know how to do this.
Find a relaxing position where your arms can rest at your side
because we
and take a deep,
your
cleansing
mind
breath
loves to obey.
And exhale slowly.
So just let go.
That's it.
And move.
And with every exhale, your mind opens up a little more each time.
Each and every time I
nice
say the word
and
deep.
Wide for me.
Drop quickly.
Spreading
into a
right open.
State of trance.
Just focus your mind on your
deep.
Breathing.
Down now.
Breathing deep.
Into a mindless state.
And low.
Where thoughts
deep
disappear
and slow.
And time becomes confusing.
And again,
your mind
deep
opens up wide
and slow.
And you immediately accept any
as your mind is opening wider and wider
every
with every
deep
breath and exhalation. The muscles in your body become heavy, loose, and relaxed. So very heavy and relaxed.
I want you
without even thinking about it. You will quickly be under my spell. So there's nothing important for your conscious mind to do.
I want you
just
to
let it fade into the background
and drop.
Let it go
deep into
and
trance.
Surrender deep.
You know how to do
to
this.
My voice
and your subconscious mind will
yes,
respond.
That's it. Let go completely.
Your subconscious mind loves
I'm going to count to
obey.
Three in a moment.
So
and when I do.
Go.
I want you to open your eyes, and you may move up into a lighter state of trance, but that's okay. Don't worry about that. Your only concern is to obey and follow my commands. So on the count of three, I want you to open your eyes.
Into a mindless state.
One, two, three. Open your eyes. It may seem hard to do, but you obey me, don't you? Eyes open. You're feeling so drowsy. The urge to close your eyes back down again is so strong. But you must obey. And keep them open and blinking heavily.
Good boy.
In a moment, I will tell you to close your eyes back down again. And when I do, I want you to drop deep,
to the word
so deep that you'll be twice as deep as you were before, where your mind goes. Blank.
Let go.
And where you begin to operate on autopilot.
Into trance.
No thoughts, just absorbing
you know
everything I say.
And your subconscious
you understand this, don't you?
Respond
yes, of course you do.
Because we
close your eyes.
Your subconscious
deep.
Mind loves
double that state of trance and drop deep, far deeper than before. Yes, that's it. Where your mind becomes empty,
each and every time
a completely blank state for me.
Into a profound,
you are in a state of obedience right now, where you are working on autopilot. Your mind is blank, empty, mindless. You will do nothing but obey each of my commands.
Your mind opens up wide.
I'm going to count again from 1 to 3. At the sound of 3, I want you to open your eyes just like you did before. Your mind is blank, and you will obey exactly what I command of you. So at the sound of 3, you will open your eyes. 1, 2, 3. Open your eyes. Yes, that's it, my mindless little drone. Doing exactly as I say, when I say. This is what I expect of you. And this is how you will respond. Each and every command I have for you, you will comply immediately. You are my mindless little drone. In a moment, I'm going to tell you to close your eyes again. And when I do, you must follow my orders and drop down even deeper from where you were before. I want you to drop deep. So incredibly deep that you're not only in a state of mindlessness, but your mind becomes numb. In this state, I will implant the thoughts as well as feelings that I want you to experience. So when I command you to close your eyes, you will drop immediately to this mindless, numb state.
And you immediately accept.
Close your eyes and drop deep right now.
Every time I say
so
deep,
you drop where your mind is blank,
into a profound
empty,
state
and numb. Yes, that's it. This is what I want from you. I'm going to count from 10 down to 1 now. And as I do, this mindless and numbness will begin to grow stronger. 10. Deep for me, my mindless little drone. 9, 8, 7, completely blank. 6, 5, totally numb. 4, 3, empty and ready to be programmed. 2, and 1. So very deep. Yes, you're ready now. Let's begin the programming. Now that your mind is completely numb and blank, I'm going to alter your sexuality. I want to turn you into a flamboyantly gay boy. That's right, drone. Everything you have remembered from your prior sexuality has been wiped clean. It no longer exists. From this moment forward, you are gay. Flamboyantly queer. Craving the feel and taste of cock in your mouth. Yummy cock. Hard, throbbing, manly rods of throbbing sex filling your mouth. That's what you ache for. And you're so hungry for cum. And you're willing to suck a lot of cock in order to eat as much cum as you can. Not only are you my flamboyantly gay, cock-hungry boy, you're very submissive. You crave manly physique, firm, bulging muscles from men that are dominant, who yearn for submissive little cock whores like you. When you're in the presence of a man such as this, your mouth waters. You feel your cheek sucking inward. You will need to fill your mouth with his cock. Oh yes, that rock-hard, throbbing, swollen masculine rod. You need to suck cock. You would do anything to pleasure hot, muscular, dominant men with your eager, submissive, cum-hungry mouth. You will also have another sensation taking over you whenever you're in the presence of those hunky, sexual, masculine men. Just like an eager little twink, your ass begins to twitch, and an ache grows that only a large, throbbing, penetrating dick inside your ass can satisfy. That's right, gay boy. Regardless of what your own body shape and size may be, you feel and act like a young little twink, ready to volunteer any opening of your body to some hunk who needs to get his rocks off. As a horny, submissive cock whore, you need and must have masculine dicks pounding in and out of your tight little twink hole. The larger, the better. You'll also begin to enjoy the sound of words like faggot, queer, queen. Any old programming of these words has been wiped clean. I'm reframing these words for you. They are now endearing to you, just the same as if someone called you their love, or sweetheart, or darling. Faggot, queer, queen are now your versions of sweetheart, love, and darling. These words have that effect on you now, and your greatest desire is to be a flamboyantly cock-sucking faggot. Yes, that's right. The idea fills you with excitement, and joy spreads through your heart. This is who you are, a cock-craving, cum-eating, spread-eagle-ass-whore queen. So now that you're fully aware of your sexual identity, this is how I'm going to toy with you. Whenever I say the words Queerimus Maximus, all of those flamboyant sexual desires will become immediately magnified. I'm not talking about making them just a bit stronger. I'm talking about maxing them out to the top of the chart so fucking submissively queer and eager for cock in every twink hole of yours, that you will stop whatever you're doing and go find a way to immediately satisfy that urge. That's right, cock whore. Queerimus Maximus turns up the need to take raging, rock-hard dicks in every opening you possess. Whenever I say the word, Queerimus Maximus, your desperation to be a submissive little queer is maximized. In a moment, I will instruct you to open your eyes and walk to my car. You will be in a deep state of trance the entire time, but to others, you will appear completely normal. You will smile, carry on conversations with others, and you will fit in perfectly with your surroundings. But in fact, you are just my hypnotic drone obeying my commands. Let's go, drone. Open your eyes. Get up and come with me to my car. I have someplace very special I want to take you. While we drive, I have a special audio for you to listen to. Just relax in the passenger seat and absorb these words. You identify yourself as gay. Flamboyantly and submissively gay. You love the feel of swollen, throbbing cock in your mouth. You're addicted to the feel of a man's dick in your mouth. You can never suck enough cock. As soon as you see a tall, muscular, hunky, hot man, your mouth and ass feel the need to be filled and pounded. You identify yourself as gay. Flamboyantly and submissively gay. You love the feel of swollen, throbbing cock in your mouth. You're addicted to the feel of a man's dick in your mouth. You can never suck enough cock. As soon as you see a tall, muscular, hunky, hot man, your mouth and ass feel the need to be filled and pounded. Ah, yes, here we are, at my private members-only club. I opened this club a few years ago after programming so many male minds. I have created an entire community of gay men, some masculine, some flamboyant and submissive, such as yourself. This special club attracts just the sort of man that turns you on and makes that little twink dick of yours throb with excitement. This club is filled with hunks. They've been programmed to work out, to build their muscles until they are bulging and tight. They are all in peak physical condition, and all handsome, of course. I choose my male subjects very well. As soon as I walk you in the door, you will be fresh meat. They will smell you out and want to fight over who will own you for the night. All eyes will be fixated on the new twink that needs to be initiated. Come on in. Let's have a seat over here in this booth. Take a moment and just look around. Feast your eyes on all the gorgeous hunks in this room. Some of them like to show off their muscles by wearing tight shirts. The definition of their bulging, rock-hard thighs is clearly visible even through their pants. God, this turns you on, doesn't it? They are so hot. And they make your body heat up with sexual desire. I don't even need to say the trigger word right now. Just the sight of them makes you want to be their boy for the night. Do you see that room over there to the right? That's the initiation room. In a moment, I'm going to activate your trigger. When I give you the trigger, all of the programming that I've been giving you will become immediately activated and maximized. Just like I programmed. At that moment, I want you to get up and walk over to that room. The men here in this club have been programmed to follow cock-hungry twinks like yourself into the initiation room. As soon as the first hunk walks in, I want you to drop to your knees and beg him to suck his massive cock. There will be many that will follow you into the room. One after another, you will beg each one to suck their cock until you swallow their cum. After each have given you their jizz to swallow, there will be some hunks who are ready for round two. At that point, they may use you in any way they desire. I don't even need to tell you to obey. You can't wait to make this happen. So let's not make you wait any longer. Queerimus Maximus. Oh God, yes. Go be a naughty little cock-hungry queer boy. That's it. Walk over to the room. I'm going to follow you. Very good. Keep walking. The muscular hunks have taken notice. Here they come. They're following you. Get ready, twink. Fall to your knees and beg to be able to suck his massive, throbbing rod. He fills your mouth completely. I know you're eager for his cum, but slow down. Use your tongue up and down his shaft. He loves that. And play with his balls. And twirl your tongue around his head. Make him want you bad. That's it. Good boy. You may suck him now. You're such a slutty little twink whore. Pleasing masculine hunks just as you should. Loving the feel of the raging cocks in your mouth. Wanting to make them moan. And you want to drink their cum so bad. You need it. You absolutely need the taste of their cum. It's far more than a craving. You must have it. You're a natural at sucking cock. Your man is loving this. Feel his massive rod throbbing in your mouth, growing larger and more swollen. He's pumping it in and out of your mouth, and he's getting closer to coming. Oh, he's almost there. Get ready. Oh, yes, drink his cum. That's it. Drink his warm, creamy, delicious cum. every last drop. Yummy. No time to waste. Beg your next man. On your knees and beg to suck his massive cock, just as a good little twink should. Yes, good boy. And just like the last meaty hunk, suck his cock in the same way. He has a massive dick also. It feels so good on your tongue, and the way he fills your mouth completely. Yes. Just keep sucking and making your way through each of these guys, getting lost in the sea of cum. One by one, suck them all off. Just keep the same pattern. Beg to suck cock, and then suck them until you're swallowing their cum. Sucking. Just like a twink whore should. Faster. Yes. Taking the full length of his rod. You want to be his slutty little faggot. You want to be a good cock-sucking whore. Quirinus Maximus turns you into such a slut. Yes. About to swallow cum. Drink it, cum slut. Drink every last drop. Time for another hunk. Beg him. You want more and more cum. It tastes so good. The more you suck, the more your twink hole twitches. One after another. Sucking. Swallowing his cream. One after another. And another. More and more cum. Yummy. Your ass is twitching. You want to be taken so bad. Making you a Quirinus Maximus. You're such a cum slut. Sucking cock feels so good to your mouth. You love the feeling when their dick gets bigger in your mouth and harder suddenly, and then your mouth fills with their delicious cum. Yummy. What a good cum whore. You've sucked all of their massive dicks. Those beautiful, throbbing, hard dicks. Yummy. Now that you have swallowed all of their cum, they may begin to take that twink ass of yours now and fill it with their pulsing rods. Remove your clothes, ass whore. Spread your cheeks nice and wide I want them to watch your whole twitch with excitement. Yes. Oh, that tight ass wants to be stretched, filled, and taken so bad. Spread your cheeks wider. Yes, that's it. Now beg. Beg to be fucked by one of those hunks. Yes, good boy. Someone has taken you up on your pleading. Get ready, whore. Your ass is about to be covered in lube. Twitching is coming faster. Oh, you want it bad. That slippery gel makes you so very Quirinus Maximus. Oh, yes. Feel his cock as it slowly makes its way inside of you. Slowly. Oh, yes. Stretching you. Filling you. Making you so submissive, like a slutty faggot that you love to be. You're so tight, yet you're taking that massive cock. Feel him penetrating you deeper now. Oh yes, and slipping in deeper. Oh, take it. Feel it pounding against your prostate, sending tingles through your body. Yes, his cock loves your tight little ass. You can feel his dick swelling even larger. His moans deep and fast. His pace quickens, and he spreads your ass cheeks so he can watch his own dick pounding inside of you. Faster. 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 Until he's exploding inside of you. Ah, yes, the warm cum filling you. It feels so good. And you want more. And of course there is more. Another hunk makes his way over to you, but he wants you on your back with your legs high up in the air. Beg him to fuck you. Yes, and feel his cock stretching your ass even more. He's more massive than the last hunk. Take it every last inch. Oh yes, feel it. Feel him fucking you. Pounding inside of you. Fast. And hard. So deep inside of your whore ass. Faster. And deeper. Moaning and grunting until he shoots his warm, creamy load inside of you. Ah, yes. One after another, each man takes you in different ways. One with you riding his cock, front facing. Getting fucked as you watch the face of your masculine lover take your ass. He's pounding you until he's moaning and exploding inside of you. It's so good. The next hunk has you on all fours with a new throbbing cock entering your ass. By this point, you're completely addicted to the sensation. You're grinding your hips with his, and he fucks you so deep, hitting your prostate each time. Oh yes, this is so good. You love giving your submissive ass to these hot guys so that they can get off. You love being gay. Use your ass muscles to tighten on his cock and make him come in your ass. Oh, yes. You're so good at being gay. Over and over again, each muscular hunk fucks you deep, penetrating you over and over until the last one picks you up and fucks you in midair with your legs wrapped around him, holding him tight. Feel his firm, rock-hard muscles as you grip onto him. His grunts and moans have your little faggot cock so hard. You've been a good little twink whore tonight, so I give you permission to stroke that dick of yours while your legs are wrapped around your hunk. Yes, that's it. Be a good little flamboyant queer and show your man how good his dick feels in your ass. Stroke it faster as he takes you, pounding you deep and hard. Yes, what a good little boy. Stroke your queer cock. That's it. When you come, I want you to explode all over your hand. And when that happens, you will crave the taste of your own cum. That craving will be so powerful that you will be compelled to lick your cum-covered hand completely clean. Just like a good little cum whore. Eating your own cum makes you Queerimus Maximus. Yes, that's it. Stroke it faster. You want to taste your cum. And you want your hunk to watch you eat your cum. Stroke it faster. Having your ass filled with muscular cock sends you to the brink of orgasm. I want you to go past the brink and explode with cum. Do it now. Come for your man. Come for him right now. Yes, oh God. And as you orgasm, his cum fills your ass at the same time. You can feel his breath from his moans meet your own. And your cum covers your hand. And then that overwhelming Queerimus Maximus urge to eat your own cum guides your hand up to your mouth. You close your eyes and begin to lick and suck the cum off of your hand. Every last drop. It tastes so good, and it feels exhilarating to be such a mindless twink whore. Your hunk is so pleased, and I am so pleased also. Very good. I think this experiment has worked beautifully. I may want to test this effect out again in the future because this was fun. I'm going to count you out of trance now. When I count you up, you'll be able to get dressed and cleaned up. And you may either stay here or you may return home. You are going to love what I've implanted in your mind. I have a feeling you'll come back begging me to activate the trigger again. Now that would be fun. But for now, it's time to end this trance. You've done very well today. So at the count of three, you'll be completely out of trance, feeling exhilarated and eager to be my little drone again. One, coming out of trance. Two, loving the changes that have taken place within you. And three, out of trance and feeling fantastic, exhilarated. There you go. I see a smile on your face. Yep, you'll be back for more. See you soon, my pet.